وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خيرا مولانا سليم صاحب for all the beautiful du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choices blessings on you and continuously take the khidmat of deen from you and accept all your sacrifices. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Today we come to you with the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's visit to the sick. A companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam fell ill and he was very weak. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to visit him. He was so ill that he appeared to have reached the last stages of his life. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw the condition, he expressed great sympathy and feeling. When the sick Sahabi saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was overjoyed. It appeared as if he was endowed with a new life. It was as if a dead person sprung back to life. So he said, "This sickness has made me a very fortunate person, that it became the cause of the King of Believers coming to visit me." He also said, "O my sickness, my fever, my sorrow, my pain, and sleeplessness by night, blessed be you all. You are the cause of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming to visit me today." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the sick man upon completion of the visit, "Do you remember any special dua you made during the time of your good health?" So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I cannot remember what dua I made." Then after a short while, he remembered and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I now remember the dua. It was as follows," he says. "I prayed, O Allah, in view of my shortcomings, in my deeds, and in view of my faults, I beseech thee, grant me the punishment in this world which you would give me in the hereafter, so that I may be exempted from punishment in the hereafter. This dua I kept making up till this day, until the time came that a heavy sickness covered me and I found myself in distress because of the illness. Due to this sickness, I'm unable to perform my dhikr and wazifas as I did in my healthy days. And now I am unaware of my relatives and good or evil ones." So hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by showing some displeasure and prohibited him from making such dua. Rasulullah said, "In future, do not make such a dua." Rasulullah declared that such a dua does not befit a servant of Allah. He declared it to be against serfdom to Allah. To beg of Allah to send down punishment is tantamount to making the claim that you have the power to withstand Allah's punishment. Therefore, Rasulullah advised him, "O you, what strength do you possess that on a sick ant like yourself, Allah should place a big mountain of calamity? But pray, O Allah, ease for me my difficulty so that He may change the thorns of your distress to a garden of comfort. So grant to us the good of this worldly life and grant to us the good of the life of the year after. It's a very comprehensive dua that's mentioned in the Noble Quran. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, grant us hasana, good in the world, and good in the year after, and save us from the chastisement of the fire. So this story teaches us never to pray to Allah for calamities. We must show our weakness in front of Allah and our hope also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should at all times pray for our welfare in both worlds, whilst admitting before Him our weakness and our inability. For example, if a person has the illness of looking at evil, he should pray for his rectification, and he should endeavor to treat the malady through consultation with the pious and saintly ones and ask them to pray for him. He should never become distressed and say, "Oh Allah, this malady of mine, looking at evil, looking at women, is not good. It will be better if you make me completely blind so that I am not plagued by the sins of my eyes." I mean, that's a wrong dua to make. Such a dua will be foolishness. As far as possible, one should pray for health, safety, protection from calamities, and welfare. Once a person came and tested at Maulana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, and he said that, "I'm very, very sick, make dua for me." So sickness is also a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Maulana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali said, "Oh Allah, this person who has the sickness, this blessing of sickness, convert it and change it to a blessing, a ni'mat of good health." What a beautiful dua he made. So although difficulties also is a means of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana." There was a case of a woman when the child was still young, and the child must have done something wrong, or, you know, as children are naughty, and she said, "May the wall fall upon you." It so happened that this youngster became very, very favored by his mother. He grew up to be a very, very good person, intelligent, and one day, as he was standing, the wall fell on him. Nobody understood, but she understood at that particular time what dua she made, but dua for her son, at the time when he was still very, very young. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after many years, made it a reality. So we should be very, very careful in what we utter with our tongues. We should never, ever, you know, say something that can come back to us. Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, says that, "I heard my Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Pulpuri, say that Hazrat Mansur, rahmatullah alayhi, used to perform nafil salat in the sun, while there was a place to do so in the shade. A saintly elder was endowed with nisbat, with a close connection to Allah Ta'ala, says, this man will become involved in great calamity." This means when there is ease in front of you, then do not prefer difficulty. When you have to choose between calamity on the one side and calamity on the other side, then choose the lighter of the two, as is mentioned in the hadith. So, فَخْتَرْ أَيْسَرَهُمَا, choose the one that is lesser amongst the two. So don't put yourself into difficulty and harm. This is the message that goes out to all our listeners today. And always pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, for a life of comfort and ease and obedience and afiyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask for afiyah. And afiyah is a very, 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 has a very wide and beautiful meaning for contentment and for safety and for everything of the best. What Sahaba said again, then he said, Salil Afiyah again, and the third time also said, Salil Afiyah. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Afiyah. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imata fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.